Episode 1084, Mistakes Grow You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Confession Day, and I hope you are ready for a weekend. Can you believe it? We are going to be celebrating New Year's. That's right. Get out the banners. Get out your pots and pans. It's time to make some noise. But first, we have to talk about how mistakes grow you. They do. It's Confession Day. So let's get chatting. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as the festivities are coming to an end, reality begins to set in, doesn't it? Habits that need to be changed and failures forgiven. Mistakes grow you. So how do you want to ring in the new year? Playing it safe and second-guessing yourself? Or are you willing to let mistakes grow you? Being a mom of five can really complicate your days. So many personalities and emotions come and go in a blink. With the new year around the corner, I tend to reflect on what I did well and what I can improve upon. So I began thinking, yes, of course, how am I as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, as a leader, as the CEO of my business? I go through all these different scenarios, but this Confession Day, I want to do something different. I want to focus on your story. So let's rewind back to January of 2017, the beginning of this year. What was your life like back then? Maybe it was easier, or maybe you were caught up in a storm. How did you feel about what you were doing in your life at that time? Did you feel satisfaction? Were you satisfied with how things were going? Some of us are, and that's awesome. Others maybe, not so much. Were most of your days joyful? Wouldn't it be nice to get up every morning and smile? Or were you just dreading each day to come, just hoping to make it through? Well, you could be all of that, and you could be some in the middle, just floating around, wondering what is around the corner. Ever since I can remember, women ask me over and over again, how do I do it all and still have a smile on my face? And of course, I answer them with a smile on my face. And jokingly, I say, I buy my spare time at Walmart. And they look at me and kind of puzzled and cross-eyed at the same time. And then they begin to chuckle because they're like, I didn't expect that as an answer. You know, and I always tell them, well, I'll pick some up for you the next time I'm there. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to walk into the box stores and just pick up some spare time, some extra joy, some, you know, a few happiness, cheerful, you know, cards that say, you got this, you're doing this all right, no need to worry. But there isn't an aisle in any grocery store, any big box store that you can go down. But seriously, I don't always have it together. What I do have that overrides what I'm lacking can't be purchased here on earth, and it can't come from my efforts. A lot of people are looking for that magic sauce, that potion, that gosh, how do you break the spell of just being angry? How do you break the spell of being frustrated in your marriage? How do you break the spell of not being able to talk with your children and have a really good relationship with them? How do you get through life? What is it? It's something that can't be purchased here on earth, and it can't come from my efforts or even yours. It's the joy God gives me moment by moment. Whether I'm drowning in laundry, burning dinner, or yelling when I should be hugging. Yes, all that happens. And it happens so fast that you're like, oh my gosh, what just happened? Mistakes grow you. The more you let God shine his light in your heart, the easier it is to handle the storms and the victories. It's not about you. It's all about him. So this Confession Day, how bright is your heart shining? Are you really willing to open your heart to what God wants to do in your life? Think back. I asked you to look at January of 2017. Now I want you to fast forward to the present. Be present in your moment. How bright is your heart shining? Are you totally exhausted, tired all the time, angry at the world for you don't know what reason? But it's just whatever happens to show up, then that's where you lash out. You really don't know what upsets you anymore, but you're just kind of on edge. It's not a good edge to be on. How bright is your heart? Is it kind of slowly dim? The spark's gone. It's barely flickering. Mistakes grow you. But you don't have to stay there. And that's where we fall. That's where we stop. This is Confession Day. And I really want you to think about this. Because as easy as it is to just sit back and chill in your chaos, sip a cup of wine, you know, drink whatever it is, some champagne, and say, woohoo, here's the new year. Most of us don't want to do that. We don't want to chill in our own stuff. We're missing that happiness. We're missing the joy. So let your resolutions become revelations. That is your kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. Let your resolutions be revelations. Resolutions just stop us. They don't get us to where we're going. Maybe you're sitting at the place right now where you were a year ago. And you're like, I didn't want to be here. I haven't lost the weight, or I've lost some, haven't done what I really wanted to do. Maybe my relationship and my marriage is going okay, but I'm just stressed about my job. I don't like working where I'm at. I want to find a new job. But it's excuse after excuse after excuse. And so you're still right where you were 1 year ago. Resolutions hold you to where you are because that's the focus. It's okay, I'm here. And that here is comfortable. It's time for a revelation. It's time to stir things up. And when you do that and you're honest with yourself, that's when things begin to change. So number one, you have to be honest with yourself more in what you need from God. Remember, it's not about you, it's all about Him. Don't do life alone. Even if you're chilling in your chaos, don't do it alone. God wants to be right next to you chilling. Okay, so picture this. You sitting on your couch, in your robe, having your glass of wine, sulking a little bit. Invite God to sit next to you. Okay, I know you kind of cracked a smile and you probably think I'm weird right now, don't you? But I'm serious about this. God wants to be a part of your life. If you're sulking, let Him join the party. Because you know what? He's going to change it. He won't let you sulk for very long. No, my life is not perfect by any means. Right now, if you were to walk into my house, I have Christmas, New Year's, moving, and then just life itself. I'm in like major transition mode right here. I don't know if I'm coming or going. I will be in another state in less than 30 days. I've celebrated 3 holidays already, and I'm about to celebrate the 4th, which is New Year's. I should be kind of walking around with my hair standing on edge and somebody following me around saying, are you okay? Are you okay? But you know what? I don't walk and lead my life that way. I live moment by moment, and I let God in on the moment. When I'm mad, He knows it. When I'm happy, He knows it. But guess what? He always shows up. But the thing is I'm honest with Him. He's always honest with me. But He wants us to be honest with Him. So be honest with yourself more in what you need from God. Don't do life alone. Number two, get to know your heart. There are so many distractions out there in this world. I don't care if it's technology. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your children. I don't care if it's your job, if it's your education. It may be your car. It could be your yoga practice. Okay, there's so many things out there that say, I need your attention. Wait, I need it. Wait, hold on, over here. Wait, but I'm over here. And everybody's buying for your attention. But the problem is you're forgetting the most important part of the equation, and that's your heart. Get to know your heart. I asked you to think back to January 2017, didn't I? I wanted you to reflect. How much has it changed to now? Maybe a lot. Maybe nothing. Sometimes we fall short. Mistakes grow you. So learn from them. Don't sit there and sulk and feel bad. We all make mistakes. I make them every single day. But guess what? I pick myself back up again and I keep going. I make mistakes with, you know, that affect not just my own life, but other people's lives. That's when it's even worse. But no one is perfect. And when you know who you are in your heart, that gives you the momentum to keep moving forward. Because first off, what? You got God next to you, right? He's all in. Then when you know your heart, you're like, okay, I'm going to get through this. I may not like the ride that I'm on, but I'm going to get through it. Finally, number three, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's the little things that count done consistently over time. What is it for you? What is it that you want different this new year? You're days away, just a couple days. And you're going to be staying up, losing sleep to celebrate a new year. What's your revelation this year? Not your resolution, but your revelation. What is it? What do you need to do differently? It's all about where you are right now and where you want to be headed. God's got incredible plans for you. But the problem is we get in our own way. And God's like, stop tripping over what I'm giving you. We miss things because we're sulking in the corner with our wine glass, lounging around, trying to do everything on our own. We shut down our heart because we don't want to be emotionally attached. Yet, when we're sulking and drinking our little wine, we're going through our Facebook feed or we're watching somebody else's Instagram story and, oh my gosh, if only my life looked like this. Sometimes I feel like we need to have a Scrooge moment where it's more of, you know, if you let the past be the past and you learn from it, mistakes grow you. Be present now so you can take that one step into your future. It all goes together. The thing is we don't always have to put it together because God has already designed it. But if you're not looking for those opportunities, if your heart isn't ready, if you're not saying, okay, Lord, take me, all of me, I'm willing to take that one step. But you have to be willing. And unfortunately, no, we don't. We want it immediately. We want immediate gratification, self-assurance, knowing that, ha, I got this. I'm in control. Full confession, if you're living by your control, you're not going to get where you want to go in life. I lived it for a while. It only broke up relationships, tore apart my marriage, totally almost killed my relationship with my children. I had an amazing relationship, but God woke me up and said, I want to give you more. You're just seeing this little part, but there's so much more. I thought I had it all put together. Oh, I did, from an earthly perspective. I bought my spare time from Walmart. Cheapest thing I've ever bought. I lost sleep. I got mad. I smiled anyway. Control isn't worth it, so confess it. Let go. Let your resolutions be revelations. It's time to make a change. If you're wanting some help with this in the new year, no, I probably can't squeeze in a call with you right now, but I can after the new year kicks off. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. It's my gift to you. Happy New Year. It's a coaching call with me. I would love to come beside you and help you wherever you're stuck. We all get stuck. I have a coach now. I have very, very close friends / coaches that allow me to be who I am, yet they also tell me, you know what? You're going off track here. You told us. I have prayer partners that pray for me. I'm not doing life alone, and neither should you. So click on that link, take aim. Let that begin your first revelation of your new year. You know, mistakes grow you. You don't have to, you know, sit there and swallow your pride, try to be perfect, because we all know we're not. We can still be great people even when we make mistakes. I work on myself every single day. I work on my attitude, my presence. I work on my communication. I work on my writing. There isn't probably anything that doesn't go by me on a daily basis that I'm not always working on. And I know I'm never going to get there, but I know that with each step that I take, God is leading me on a journey like none other. It's a journey He's created and designed specifically and uniquely for me, and He's done the same for you. So turn your new year into revelations. What you want to conquer. Let this confession day be the start of an incredible year yet to come. God's got you and your mistakes. So hold on tight. You're in for an extraordinary ride. Ramp up your new year and celebrate what's to come, because nothing is impossible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.